And here we go. We're doing the In a Perfect World podcast. This is Flash at In a Perfect World on the 30th of July, 2019. For those of you that forget what day and year it is, like me. And a special hello and thanks. Poor Graham's suffering out there and his air conditioning module fell to pieces. Something went wrong. Needs to replace a part. They're sending it to him. He's not got received. He hasn't received it yet. So, I think he didn't do a show last night. The old Grim Leftover podcast. Because it's just, yeah, when it's hot and miserable, who wants to sit and sweat and talk about how broke the world is? No, Vinny, I didn't break anything. I made a mistake. Before Cirk went to work, the computer had some updates on this virus, whatever stuff we use on it. And I did the mistake of, instead of putting it off till after the show, I went and accepted it. So it locked up the rocket broadcaster when I came on. Went, hey, only partial broadcast for you, sir. So I had to reboot the whole damn system to fix whatever I had done to it this time. So anyway, we're live in Denmark at 8:05 in the a.m. That's, if you're in New York, that'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning. So you wouldn't be up listening to this if you have something to do in the morning. But me and Vinny just decided, I guess, without speaking about it, just to have some fun with the times and whether we're going to do a show. It's summer anyway. A lot of people are too busy to sit around and listen to radio. And sometimes the best they can do is pick it up on a podcast if they like it. So time being what it is. And we're just taking advantage of that. Things will go back to some semblance of normal probably after the summer's over. We're all housebound whining about how fucking cold it is because, you know, that's what we do. We're alive, baby. And I'm telling you, when things ain't good enough, we bitch like little children. Oh, and we complain and we blame other people. But sometimes I think just the general population's blaming all the wrong people. If your life sucks, well, look in the mirror. Maybe that's why your life sucks and ain't got nothing to do with the rest of us. And I say that because we're all drinking and eating the same shit. So, if your result is bad, maybe there's more to it than just the food and water in your particular situation. Because happiness is a choice that you make about your situation you're in any damn way. You can't be bullied into being into a bad mood. You can let it happen. You know, you can allow it. I think is the right way to put that. And it's hard to not be aggravated and insulted and want to fight with everybody and all that. It's an easy trap to fall into. But after a while, it just gets old. So we must find something to complain about in the long run because that's where society went. You know, if you say anything good about anything or anybody, you're bragging. And if you say anything bad about anything or anybody, then you're whining. So, I don't know. What is the fucking point of all this any damn way? I want to be entertained in my life. I don't need all the schooling. The details are pointless. You know? Wow. It says, here's a meme for you folks. It says, genders are like the Twin Towers. There used to be two of them, and now it's a really sensitive subject, depending on where you physically live, I would suppose. I don't have that problem here in town with anybody. I got, what do you call it? Have no question that this is predominantly male and female. It's kind of obvious by the children. And the families in this area, they actually take walks to walk. People with cars will gather up the kids and every now and again just take a walk. So, or they'll drive to the little bitty part of downtown and they'll actually take their kids with them and not separate. And they're not all the kids don't have cell phones. Most of them do. Lots of them. But it seems like the ones that are tighter with their families, those are the few times where you're going to see a kid under 10, I'd say under 15, without a phone. You know, because now it's like, what would you compare this phone thing to? It's a status symbol. I have a this, that, whoopee, dippy phone, and it does everything for me, and I'm informed, and I'm in tune, and you can find me anywhere on my phone. Now, when I was young, I would have considered that a trap I didn't want no part of. I wanted the exact opposite. It was hard to find me when I was young with a phone, because you could go so many places in one day. There was just a lot of places to go. LA was huge. You know, and a 5-mile bike ride takes you to another world when you're 12 or 13 years old. You want to go see a film? They had the theaters. They were cheap. You could go see a movie for like 50 cents. I don't think at the time that was a lot of money either. It was spending money, I would call it. So back when I was like 12, I could go to the liquor store and buy some candy and maybe a Coke, put my Coke in my coat or whatever and buy my ticket to the film. So I probably at that point spent $1.50. Now that same event to buy candy and a Coke, even if you buy it at the store now, costs you a lot more than it used to. And what the simple answer to all these financial problems is the Federal Reserve Bank debt that we carry. So over these years, you know, you're paying all this interest on this huge fucking debt. It's so astronomical. It makes the interest payments astronomical. Well, back when I was 12, those interest rates were or not the interest rates, but the amount of money that we're paying the interest on was a lot smaller. And here I am, 59 years old, right? And to go to a movie costs you, what, easily, what, 25, 30 bucks to go alone, to go be in a clean, not, you know, physically cleaned up place where you can see a film and there won't be a lot of annoying people talking, irritating, you know, that kind of shit, throwing stuff, unless you go to the Rocky and you want it that way. But I think somebody was saying yesterday they hadn't been to a theater since in 25 years. And I've got that. I'm right up there with you. The last theater I went, well, no, I'm not that close, because I got trapped into going in 2011 to a theater in Scotland. I lost my freaking memory for just a minute, couldn't figure out where I was when I did that, but it came back finally, and I went to go see a Batman film, because I'm a Batman fan. I know, of all the shit that you would expect, you know, something out of me, I would wonder and say probably Batman wouldn't strike you as a personal, you know, look on me. I figured that was my personal favorite. And it's not always the character of the Batman. Sometimes it's the people that support it. Got a great kick out of that damn hit. What was his name? Heath Ledger played the Joker. Did a really over-the-top drama, colors, act, you know, overacting, the whole thing. It was perfect. And that was fun. Because I like to have, you know, like I said in the beginning of the show, we're all pissed off. It's hot. People are getting shot up again, or at least the media wants us angry. So they got their, they either got their statistical shootings or they got their stage shootings, and they put them in your face at period, you know, key times, certain days of the week, when the weather's at a certain thing, when the moon is in retrograde with Mercury, and all that kind of crap. There's other shit that has some reality to it, because the things that happen seem to happen at certain times, certain dates will come up often, like 9/11. And it's still, to me, it's amazing how the Bush family were so involved in the public eye, specifically on 9/11. So, it didn't matter what year it was. It mattered was the date of the month. September the 11th. And in their, whatever game these political people play, it's obviously something. Whatever it is, we've all got ideas. We got opinions. We even have fucking links. You can open up links and find out just how disturbing the government of your personal country truly is. Yeah, oh, I never said hello because, Cirque went to work late today. And everything's just not quite back to whatever my comfortable life thing is. It's still a little chaotic. Cirque's just back after 3 weeks of vacation. So that the animals and me and her are still just a little vibrating at too fast a little bit right now. Say hello, Flash. I will do that, Vinny. Thanks for reminding me. Because I did forget. I just went right over it. Because who you guys are chatting about, I don't know, Elektra. And I'm not interested in Elektra. I like movies and all that. But okay. I already said thanks to Grimner. Oh, no, that was on my first take. What happened is I had to reboot, so I got a little screwed up. Anyway, Grimner, for saving our electronic asses every chance he gets. And I just wanted to let you guys know, if you missed him last night, he's in the middle of a heat wave without any kind of air. His machine broke down, and he's got the part on order. So as soon as he gets it, he'll be back to probably doing his normal life. But you gotta admit, this heat, when it is hot or it is cold, it's just about getting to the point where it's unbearable to the person living in that particular area, whatever that area is. Well, then hang up, you know, don't listen, Mr. fucking goober. Good God, people are so fucking critical. And you know, I never said hi. Barman, Beetle, Cowboy, Tech, Grimner, Moose Girl, Brackets, DC, Anti-Asmo, Betsy, Gramsy, Ivy Don, C, Java Doctor 2, J, Dread, Meister Bro, Miss Kate, Rooms, Vanna White, Vinny, Weather Dork, Phantom, Cyborg, Noodle, and Civ, Me, Frump, BFF, Gooberzilla, Grommet, J's Nines, J's Kiss, Ponder, Ganner, Ponsas, and Smodass. And those are the bots and bodies that are online. Well, they're logged on. The people are sleeping and stuff. That's why I really wasn't concerned about the hellos when there's mostly the people that are online right now don't really care what I think about shit any fucking way. Which, it's all relative. But I have a good fucking time in living my life. So, how do you explain that in a time of life where everybody's a slave to the man, baby? Well, I think the key to my success is that I've accepted that it exists. And I bow to it as little as I fucking have to. And when I do bow to the fucking state, I make it something important, not trivial. You know, like traveling to another country or, oh, I don't know, marrying a Dane. Shit like that. There's stuff that I guess in the long run you should be accountable for to some degree. Because we live in a different time now than the one I grew up in. We've got instant freaking everything, machines to do all our dirty work. And some of us are looking forward to robots to replace other people with. And those people don't like my opinions. But that's okay. I mean, yeah, I think that's what we're here for. Is to fight and argue and disagree so that your personal life is not comfortable. You know, the system doesn't want you happy and comfortable like Cirque. Cirque's really like that. She's just happy all the time. Don't give a fuck about much. And at the same time, gives a fuck about everything. And like that bet with Goober. You know, she'll pay you if you do it. And I told her, fuck it. Why don't you send the money to Grim? Fuck him. He don't need it. He don't deserve it. But that's my opinion. And that's because of all the negative back and forth goings on the e-world, you know, where it's not even fucking real in the first place. Because I guarantee you one thing. We all talk a load of shit. We all type a load of shit on the interwebs. But when something seriously goes wrong and there is life at stake at that particular moment, all of a sudden, all these words that we use to fill in the quiet, peaceful times goes away. And that fucking instinct that we all got kicks in and doesn't pick and choose. Everybody gets it. So if you're not going to be a part of the answer, you're going to stand out like a sore thumb and people are going to shun you. So I don't see any of this that way. I think we're all what it's been in my life. You know? Even my worst enemy was my best friend in a disaster. So this bantering and disagreeing we do on the internet is just a bunch of shit. But I also believe there's something in the wavelengths that we get fueled that creates this desire to be a negative Nelly. Piss and moan and whine about shit. Complain about the... Oh, so you got immigrants and you got illegal aliens. See, all these illusions and misrepresentations too. Because, good God, the United States is a worse occupier than Israel if you look at your own fucking history. And I've never professed to be a history buff on the internet world in the first place, but I have seen what other people feel they discovered about the truth about how things work. And I'm telling you, it is not a pretty story. You know, like Puerto Rico. Is Puerto Rico American or not? Well, America actually went in there and fought physically to conquer it and take it. But they've refused it statehood. Why? Remember when Obama was brand new and he says, yeah, I just did a tour. I was in 57 states. And he said that because the political people look at the states differently than we do. They got territories like Guam. What's that? Samoa. There's probably hundreds of islands that they occupied and just decided this belongs to us now. It's ours. We own it. And as the landmass got bigger, they got to a point financially where they didn't have to accumulate any more land. They have enough land. Now they just, well, now it's all on paper and behind the scenes, and then they send in the military at the end to finish up with what the big business has started. And we're living in this, and we think we vote, and we think we got a say in government. And people are delusional. For fuck's sake, you name a politician that gets in there and is a successful politician that actually represents a successful place. You know, while they're getting fat off the freaking stock exchange, insider trading crap, and land deals like Harry Reid. I mean, these people use politics as a vehicle to wealth at the expense of the population. And, oh, Trump's different. Yeah, because he was already a billionaire, he's different. Wow. Just because you don't believe he's reading a script because he blinks his eyes a lot, you know, and he's got his hands folded in front of him like he's afraid to face the camera. And he's saying all kinds of ignorant shit. Don't let that bother you. Rest assured. You are in good hands with the Trumpster. Yep, he's gonna do exactly what Hillary would have done from a different angle. It's all the same thing. The end result, invade Iran and take it, put a central bank in there, fuck up their country, make a shithole out of it, Let's destroy everything they worked for however many years. Fuck them all up because they looked at us funny and we don't like it. And when you think about it, that's pretty much all this is about. I seen Trump on a link, or maybe I read it. I read it on a radio podcast. Threatening nuclear war. If you fuck with us. And see, again, if you know any of the truth about our U.S. history, you find out that there's no such thing as the U.S. It's a big story, and it's a business. It's got nothing, absolutely fuck all to do with us as individuals until you try to break away from the pack and do anything without them. So as long as you stay invisible with no visible means of support where you're, they want, can come and get their cut, their taxes, well, then they don't give two shits about you. Oh, the other side, you can't go to them and ask for, like, medical care or finance. No. Avoid the trap of government, finance, their medical. Good God, it's absolute garbage. And I feel the same way about it here. Cirque doesn't like that about me, but I told her I don't want to go see no fucking doctors. No way. What for? What are the doctors here going to know that the doctors where I'm from don't think they know too? And the crap that the doctors know, we're not experts in fields and all that shit. So what people kind of leave out about the individual is that individual might be 30, 40, 50, 60 years old and been through something physically, their self. Not watched a movie, not saw a link, not read a book. You know, like my aversion to the inoculations is based on reading material. My aversion to the police is based on physical experience with the police, because they're what they are. And trusting the medical system, I'm beyond all that. I know better than that now. I feel horrible for people that are tied to it, you know, chained to it for survival, when there's other ways to do it. Then if you try to teach somebody else that, then you're accused of being some kind of a problem. Harry is on it against the Bundys, says Vinny, Mr. 420. I don't know. He's talking to Goober about something, I suppose. But me and Goober don't get along personally for some reason. But that's okay. You know, I don't think the world is supposed to be perfect in that respect. It's a matter of how far are you willing to carry around with you the distaste you feel for other people. Because it's really an illusion. You know, it doesn't really matter. So I think it's just like a distraction to keep my mind off something I need to think about. Instead of doing that, hey, I'll fight with Uber. And the beauty of arguing on the internet is it's the farthest thing from real argument there possibly could be. All you got to do is change the screen and the argument's gone. Yeah, if you're doing that in a bar with somebody, well, somebody's got to get punched in the fucking head before the argument's over. So I prefer to have my disagreements on the e-world, let's say, than the physical world. So, and I'm not going to claim being right or wrong. That's for all you geniuses out there to do. I'm saying I'm right for myself, and that's more than enough. That satisfies me. He was talking to me. Oh, hey, cool. Yeah, well, I would expect, Vincent, if you had some bad news, I would have heard it long ago. So, you know, there you go. As long as, yeah. Oh, Harry Reid, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's against the Bundys because he wants that fucking land. That's probably one of the big things they're not talking about. is the land that Harry Reid acquired while he was a sitting senator is important, valuable, this, that, and the other, strategic, and it's got mineral rights, and this rights, and those rights, and water rights, and land rights, and copyrights, and rights for pigeons and dogs on that land. And I don't know how much of it is either close to, or maybe Bunny was using the land that Harry bought. I'm not sure how all that worked out, the details. But, like, you know, like anybody on the internet, Vinny, I got a lot of ideas about a lot of shit. And in my personal life, doesn't mean a flying fuck. Nothing. Anything that in the world, the electronic world, that has something to say and affect me, it would have to be physical at this point in life. I've been away from the physical America for, oh, good Lord, since 8 years now. Coming up on 8 years in September. And I just get older, so I get more in instead of being able to rattle it off. Yeah, 8 years. No, I got to think about it because I'm getting older and further away from it. And I don't consciously look at it very often. I'm very comfortable, so even when I look around and I see these little Danish homes and I think, wow, I'm still in fucking Denmark. This is pretty cool. I don't usually think about the amount of time that I've been here when I think about that. It's just the day, you know. We have this ongoing disagreement about, in life, people, about who lives more in the moment than the next guy, you know, because sometimes we carry shit around from other times and bring it into the time we're in. And somebody's close to you, like maybe my wife, Circle, or my buddy Vinny, might say that they know me a little better than most people do. I would say probably. So we've all, you know, we've all talked about all this stuff, and I've decided that it's all a matter of what I'm willing to carry around with me and take, you know, take it personal. And I really don't. I might get a little hot for a minute, write some bad words, but not enough anger to commit murder. You know, nothing stupid like that. I'm not going to go out and shoot up a festival because Goober insulted me on the internet. So I feel bad. So I'm going to go out and kill people. But we have people that are convinced that this kind of stuff is not only possible but happening. There's a wackadoodle out there with a gun just waiting to go off and kill people. And I think usually the results will show you that whatever you saw, it at the very least was manipulated to show you what you were supposed to see. And at the very worst, complete and total fraud. Actors, pretend scripts, made up, film it at this angle, directed by a certain kind of guy to get a certain kind of result out of the person looking on. And then there's us, whatever this group of individuals, I would say. That's one thing you can say about reallibertymedia.com is there's no group about it. Everybody's on their own. We all... We might have three or four other people that we agree with or seem like or whatever, but then there's everybody else. Because all this social shit gets broken down. So, you know, so by the time you're done, you know, dissecting it and you step back, all you have is a big pile of cut up small pieces of something that you can't identify it anymore because it's too small. And now it's just a big pile. But we know the answers. It's all the aliens' fault, you know? Not the politicians' fault for writing all this shit into law and creating it. No. That's the people's fault. But like I started out harping about in the first place, the U.S. is such an invader on its own, an invader and an occupier to this day. And that's why the Puerto Ricans don't have statehood. That's why they can't. They have no say in their own land. They have to do what what they're told, like everybody else, like me, like you, because we got, you know, rope. These other people, they get barbed wire. and they're forced and they're used and they're abused in ways that we're not really clear on, because most of us don't go to other people's lands to see how they live in the first place. We just believe the story we're told. Now, I've had the opportunity to go a few places, and I usually had heard a different story than the one that I saw when I got, when I got to my destination, you know, wherever I was going. And Denmark's not, I don't know, it's not really a good example, because where I'm at is so rural and everybody knows everybody kind of life that outsiders, they're a tourist trap too. So a few months out of the year, these people get American tourists. So America's ties to Denmark on a paper level are one way. And then, you know, the people that come here to visit, the Danes from the States, and they got relatives over there, some of them, just like us. You know, we're all part of this big thing. And the Americans have a good reputation still in this part where I'm living. Where in Copenhagen, where it's got a way bigger population, it got like 450, maybe 1,000 living down south there. And I haven't been there in a while, so I really can't say as of how it is today. I have to go back to Copenhagen. Maybe me and Sir can take the dog down to Freetown. Go visit her mom. That's what she was saying she wanted to go do. But the last couple of two weeks, it's just been a little bit too hot to be doing much besides lazing around like a slug on your vacation. So that's pretty much that. But anyway, I was going on about the real history behind the occupiers and the invaders. And it's not just the U.S. Good God, the U.S. learned from the English, who learned from the this, who learned from the thems, who learned before them and before them and before them. Just now we've got all this electronic shit to interfere with it. So we can really do some changing. But the saddest part of the thing, I believe, is not everybody that needs to be involved to acquire the change that we need to do is available to be online. You know, that's a whole nother that's another whole part of the thing, is we may never get everybody connected that needs to connect. Even though we have the ability, we might not have the tools at hand, you know. And the government's threatening, now they're saying they're going to tax means. So, you know, it's always tax to punish, fine to punish. Well, the control, I mean, what you see as a fine, I see as somebody else telling me what I can and cannot do again. And if I dare to do it, their little group is going to hijack me and take me captive and by force take something from me, because that's what they do. Now, if somebody did that and they didn't have a flag to wave, to claim jurisdiction, blah, 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 would you tolerate it or would you shoot back? Because I hear a lot of people talking big game on the, you know, on Real Liberty Media about guns and shit. And Grimm's a big talk guy. Grimm says he keeps a shotgun. Okay. I've got a lot of respect for a gun, because when I'm a sober human being, they're a dangerous thing to fuck with if you don't know what you're doing. And if you do, they're just a weapon, or a tool, a toy. It depends on your wording. But how many of us truly have the wherewithal to wake up to screaming and yelling after our training with a weapon and not just automatically grab the gun and start blowing people away? You know, there's variables. There's in the system, these fucking pricks in power use little things like that to just make the laws tighter for the safety of the children. I say one thing, I'll say it again. It's arm every fucking body and just let nature take its course. You know, nature is fine at sorting things out. When you stop trying to control it and you just let it do its thing. But that's what people did, is they took control of nature. They call it like pharmaceuticals, research and development. When they have the answer the whole damn time about hemp, this is not a secret. Hemp is a miracle plant. It's capable of so many things. It's not, you can't speak about it on a 1-hour show. Hemp can do so much. But people don't know this. And the people that do know it, that understand it, apparently there's not enough of them to collectively force the freaking government to reverse this prohibition, because they don't want to reverse the prohibition. They cannibalized hemp, they cannibalized cannabis, they made it illegal when they never should have from the first place, right? Completely destroyed people's lives for almost 100 years. Now it's legal, but you get the same result if you don't play within the guidelines of the state. Then we're going to punish you for this particular plant. Well, and collectively, again, because of the religious and the, you know, book readers, people that don't have the balls to experience life, live life through other people's writings. You know, oh, I read it in a book, I'm so smart. And no, you're not. I don't know what smart is exactly, but I don't see a lot of it. If I do, that's what I mean. When I see it, raises my eyebrows and go, wow, that was pretty fucking smart. But it doesn't happen very often. Usually I just giggle, you know. And yeah, Goober and his freaking spaceships all the freaking time. Like it matters. I'd rather face the life I've got than pretend and live in a life that's fake, you know. So I do as little sniveling about the choices that I make. I think it's about that. Yeah, bye, Goober. But I think life is about the choices you make. Or maybe the choices that make you. How do you do it? Because it depends on how you look. Because some people say, well, life is endless opportunity. And, well, life is endless lack of balance. You know, where somebody has a skill and a talent in one respect, and they're really good at what they do, but they sell at, say, sales. Or vice versa. You're a great salesman, but you don't have a product. Or what about this? What if you're Vinny? And you know both of those guys, and you or gals, whatever. You have the ability to recognize the strength in both of them and figure out if they knew each other, something might come of it. But that's not how we seem to behave with each other. People, they brag and they boast, and they got this and they got that, but they're very selfish, very tight with it all. And I don't know, come to Denmark and come to my house and I'll feed you. So there you go, got a place to stay. And that the weird part about it, I don't think living here would entice people to, the appeal to me would not translate to you because, you know, this is my reality, so to speak, right? And I came here for a different reason. I didn't come here for the Danes. I came here for a Dane, you know, with a purpose, so to speak, on a mission to see if I was being told the truth by a certain woman. Well, apparently I was so impressed at the time, and still more or less into this moment because I'm still here, that I just uprooted from where I was. It's going somewhere anyway. So that's, you know, it wasn't a... It was just a pure 100% choice. you know, where you can always not do something. And that's not how, of course, life has changed. Now there isn't any more of that. I can change what I'm doing to please me thing going on so much. It's more about the survival of the unit, you know, the bond that we made with our straw men. So, you know, my responsibility in life is to not do the straw men we made any damage. And that, I'm doing good. I haven't hurt Cirque yet. So, there you go. But, you know, the state is an evil fuck. And the state will surprise you with, you know, upgrades to old laws because they need more money. And I'm not immune to that here, but so far so good. It hasn't happened. There's no great influx of people moving in and invading us and all that crap guru types about all day. Not that it's not true. It's just, you know, a good word about something every now and then to balance the negative kind of helps. And, you know, some people get stuck on negative and they can't get off it and don't realize it. Because we don't, you know, I don't see me the way you do, whoever you may be. But I'm pretty sure it would be two different people. And I'm gonna do a 9 o'clock. I'm gonna run another 15 minutes, and call that an In a Perfect World Vinny-less on this 30th of July, the last July I can say on the show, because next month we change to another month. And it's some other guy that we're going to be chatting about for a while. Yeah, getting to that, the definition of things. That's why I was doing the rant about the occupying America does, and Israel does, and then they go attack other countries that don't do any of that. And they blame them for the most just disgusting shit that would piss any fucking buddy off, and it always turns out to be bullshit. So, but this time it's different, you know. No, this time they mean it this time. And no, I didn't buy it when I was young. I don't buy it now. I don't live in that world physically, so I can only react to it on the radio, because it doesn't happen in my real daily life. I can't remember the last time it did. Even in Copenhagen or Scotland, North Carolina, the government does not affect me. I live my life with or without these fucking people. They just exist, and, you know, they create the rules and the guidelines for this this clusterfuck they call society. This failed. It is a hopelessly failed experiment, in my opinion. You can't fix the destruction that's been done. All you can do now to save society is to stop. But, see, that's not progress. And you got progressives. I've had those for a long time. They hijacked the liberals. I think Mary taught me about that. The progressives movement hijacked the liberal movement. And now they're a fucking nightmare. Now, the capitalists, on the other hand, well, they're a bunch of lying fucking thieves. And they use Jew banking, so you can't trust them either. Now, the Muslims, they do their banking charges differently than interest rates and shit like that. So it's more fair to the user, their system is. But believe, you got to be an Arab to participate, because that's what that is, their shit. The Jews will sell anything to just about any fucking body for the right price. They have no morals. The Jew is not a moral person. But like everybody else, they're lied to about so much crap. That how do you go against your government? So there you go. It's not the Jews again. Wait a minute. What could it be? Zionism. Because now when you complain about Zionism, you're being anti-Semite. So there's the answer right there in the law that they're trying to make you obey. If you don't see this the way we tell you it is, not the way it is, but the definition we give you, well, then we're going to whip the fuck out of you. And people are, they're bowing to this shit. And it's universal. And they say, well, I don't want to support the Arabs. Okay, why? What in the fuck do you know about living in an Arab country in the first place? That you didn't bomb first. So what I'm saying is, the civilized Iranian folk that I've encountered in the last 20-odd years in America and anywhere I've been, they're always really nice to me. So, what? I don't understand how the people can be so forgiving to the people that are from the place that fucked their house up. You know, it's like if you blew my house up while I was out down at the grocery store and I come back to a big pile of rubble, am I going to thank you for doing it? Well, you're such a great person. Thanks for destroying my shit. No, I'd be pissed off and angry, right? Well, what is it about the people that we understand that it's not the people doing it, that it's the government behind those people doing it? And, or is it that I just happen to have the kind of fortune in life to constantly run into people in society, no matter where I go, that are from other places that seem to think the way I think? Could that be attributed to the traveling thing, to not being so bound by society for so long that now that I am bound to it, I see it differently? Could be that too. Because, wow, you can get accustomed to any kind of living if you stay there. Sooner or later, you know, even moose, once that winter time was over, it was a piece of cake. But when it was happening, it wasn't a piece of cake. But that's how we are, you know. And once we survived it, then yeah, well, anybody could have done that. And the reality of it is, I think, is that we choose our own paths in ways, and in some ways, the paths chosen for you in some ways. And the balance has got to be found. And if you're not balanced, you're going to be either too happy, which is probably drunk, or too sad, which is probably taking pills. And but some, you know, something's got to... some additives are required in life because this is what we were raised by the indoctrination to do. And there's still people indoctrinated to not be indoctrinated are indoctrinated. That's the whole point of that concept to me is whatever rules that you follow were set for you by somebody else. You didn't make those rules up on your own. You know, every physical act I take in this corporate life, you know, where you live under this flag and you live under that flag crap, all that nonsense that everybody takes so damn seriously, and I just don't, because it's only applicable when you involve commerce. It doesn't have anything to do with you when there's no money to exchange. So that's how you beat it, is you don't exchange money. But, see, I teamed up with somebody that does that, so it worked out really good for both of us, because I have my strengths in life that, you know, other people would, because they take experience to go through them, to do them, and then make them work in your daily life, so they're, useful. And some people, wow, man, they think that I got a piece of paper, I can make you do anything I want. And then they meet me. And there's nothing that you can do to convince me to do something based on money. Money does not motivate, but survival does. You know, and I've always been one to have a good time with my source of income in my history. So I have a lot less complaining to do about when I did work than some people that I've listened to. Hold on one second. Be right back. Have to do some pipe work here. Anyway, so I just ranted about this, that, and the other on this. In a perfect world, came to terms. Me and Goober don't get along. Big deal. Whoop. Hell of a way to end the show. Anyway, this has been In a Perfect World with Flash, not Vinny. And we've got coming up on the schedule for the week, anyway. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Graham Z does the Rocket Chair podcast. And she does that on Wednesday and Friday night, reallibertymedia.com. And other places according to her. Then we got me Thursday. I'll be back with 20% off my real intended solo project, because that's the one I wanted to do. Then Friday, Gramsci. I think we got Vinny doing a ponder gander this week at noon his time. I'm not sure, but I think so. Then Gramsci at 7. Grimner and Moose Girl do a Freaker's Ball at 11 o'clock. Boy, I hit that pipe just a little too hard that time. Sorry, folks. At 11 o'clock on the East Coast. And then Saturday, I'll do a Dork Table. 12 o'clock East Coast. And then Sunday, got Blues in the Morning. And then we got Trivia. And then I got it screwed up. It's noon on the West Coast. 12 o'clock. On the West Coast, got Hal Anthony from Behind the Woodshed. But these time zone things, whenever I want to hear somebody's podcast, they're usually on when I'm in sleeping, in Sleepinville. And they're live, and I'm either busy or in bed. So I got to rely on the podcast. There you go. And then Monday, Grim had that little problem with his air conditioning, but he'll be back Monday with Grim Leftovers. And then the following Tuesday, I will say this now. I'll do this again at 8 o'clock, my time, in a perfect world. But maybe I won't. We'll see. If there's any changes and you're following the thing, I'll make sure that it's put on the thing, the link, so you can read it. There will be no way for you to not find me. I'm on the interweb. Thanks a lot, everybody, that did play along. And y'all have a good night. Over and out.